It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
638, 6,272,639. There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We counted. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seedbed in the industry and target a nickel-sized area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high-efficiency farming, there's one name to count on, Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/inches.
Yeah, you've noticed that pump price climbing, haven't you? But you may not have realized the price of gasoline has risen more than 40 cents a gallon over the past 3 months. And here now, just ahead of Memorial Day, that nationwide average price of gas is right at $3 again. It's about 60 cents a gallon higher than where it was a year ago. And our analyst friend Phil Flynn, with Price Futures Group here in Chicago, notes the crude oil prices have risen this spring, shoved up in part by the sanctions against Iran. On that subject of pump prices, Missouri voters this fall will be asked whether they want another 10 cents a gallon tacked onto their price of gasoline in order to pay for needed road and bridge repairs in that state. Lawmakers who pushed the bill noted that the dime a gallon increase wouldn't be all at once. It would be spread out over 4 years. Missouri has the seventh largest system of roads and highways in the nation. From This Week in Agribusiness, whatever rains have been occurring in parts of the Plain States have been too late to bring a big recovery in much of that winter wheat crop there. The weekly crop bulletin this week showed the U.S. wheat crop is only 36% good to excellent versus 52% that was rated good to excellent a year ago. The worst of that crop is in Texas and Oklahoma. Oklahoma's a basket case. Two-thirds of the wheat in that state is rated poor to very poor. A Canadian company operating freighters out on the Great Lakes says the pilot at the controls the other night is a seasoned veteran. He very much knows what he is doing, but apparently the wrong command was given. Just before, the vessel he was piloting nearly slammed into the seawall at Port Huron, Michigan. Fishermen were waiting there on that seawall for the walleye to bite. It was about 10:30 at night on the St. Clair River. They were able to record the incident as they ran for safety. One of them recorded what he described as a wall of steel headed for the fishermen. He said the boat went sideways, then came straight for the seawall where the men had set up their poles. The president of the shipping company said the wrong command was given. The command was given to go to port when it should have been starboard. He said it was a close call, and we don't like those. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. It's been brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.